Rock Hard News with Heather and Wicket on Laser 103.3.
Poured out by White Claw Hard Seltzer. It's the official drink of this weekend. I'm telling you right now because it's my birthday weekend. It's a White Claw Wednesday today. And White Claw is the official drink of this weekend. Get rowdy. Grab some of that old school black cherry. They now make tequila smash cocktails in a can plus vodka cocktails in a can. White Claw, grab the wave.
We're going to tell you about a... See if you can do the math on this.
Because it took us several tries.
800 and what weeks, Wicca?
800 weeks.
800 weeks.
800 weeks.
Think about how much time that is. Because part of me is like, if you've got a teenager, you could describe them as, oh, my son is 800 weeks old.
Or I'm only 800 weeks away from having him leave the house. That's kind of where I'm at with the twins.
That's kind of funny.
Unless I'm under 800 weeks till they're gone.
A band celebrating 800 weeks. But first... Amazon.
What?
Amazon. You love Amazon.
I do love Amazon.
That's one of your favorite things.
Yes.
I like Amazon.
I do love Amazon.
I use Amazon enough. Now they have an Amazon section for band merchandise. And it's the merchandise that maybe you think about at the show. And maybe you don't pull the trigger on and you don't buy it. And then you have so much regret. Oh, I wish only had I bought that hoodie. And now I can't find it on the band website anymore. Well... listen up.
You can find this stuff on Amazon. Apparently, it's like a secret thing, but if you look hard enough...
Not a secret anymore!
You can find it like you can find your favorite artists from Green Day or Blink-182 or whoever, Aerosmith, AC/DC. And yeah, this is the stuff that when you're walking by that merch table and you see 1,000 people in line, but your band is about to come on stage, or maybe you ran to go to the restroom and you don't want to wait in line and miss 3 songs or the entire set.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that you can get. Like, I'm looking right now. I know we don't play a lot of Avril Lavigne on here, but it's on the top of the pages that I'm looking at. You can get, like, the long sleeve t-shirt from Avril, whatever her thing is, and it's $40. That's about what you would pay at the Well for a show for a long sleeve t-shirt or whatever. And now you can just get it on Amazon, so you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to carry anything. You're still supporting the artist. You know, you love supporting the artist.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that buying merch is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Because that a lot of times that's how they're paying for their hotel that night. If it's a smaller artist anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're selling that shirt.
I mean, if you you want to go get a Wu-Tang Clan shirt, you want to get a Prince shirt. They have those too. But the stuff that you see on a lot of these tours that maybe you don't want to wait in line for, Jeff Bezos is there for you.
I've never thought that I would hear that.
Bezos is here for you.
Okay. We made 3 announcements yesterday, and it was chaos. It was hectic.
It really
was. Our absolute favorite chaos to have. So
3 shows we announced all yesterday because that's when they all were coming down. The first show, if you want to go in chronological order, July 23rd, Chevelle with special guest Tiger Cub playing at Vibrant Music Hall. That's, again, Tuesday, July 23rd. After that, Saturday, August 17th, Ice Nine Kills and In This Moment. That's
the
at Vibrant
Music Hall. Kiss of Death Tour, Wicket.
That is at Vibrant Music Hall. Avatar is going to be there. Well, I know you love Avatar.
With TX, too. Yeah, well, Rock Girl Tawny also loves Avatar.
Yeah,
we're both
right.
Big fans of that.
And then the third show, Tuesday, October 1st, we just gave away tickets to go see Clutch Rival Sons, the Two-Headed Beast Tour with special guest Blackstone Cherry. That's at Valair. So, Valair, Vibrant, more shows. Oh, there's never any concerts that come through Des Moines. Do you know how many shows we have coming between now and the first week of October?
And by the way, there is a presale that starts tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a laser presale code 10 a.m. tomorrow. If you haven't signed up for TNA, our email club,
you should do it.
We send it out shortly before the presale begins. So don't sign up now and be like, where's my presale code? You'll get it right before the 10 a.m.
You'll get it like 9:50 tomorrow, and then boom, you get to just jump right in to buy your ticket to go see Clutch and Rival Sons. So sign up, laser1033.com. We had to do math, and it was not great.
So Wicket says to me, Journey has been on top of the charts for 800 weeks. And I go, what, that's like 16 years. And he's like, no, since 1988.
Okay, so...
And I was like, that's not 16 years, Wicket. What
Journey's,
are you talking about?
The greatest hits album from Journey was charted back in 1988 on the Billboard 200. And then it went away. And then they re-released it several years later, and it's been on the Billboard charts since 2007, 800 weeks, whatever it is. Journey has been there for
like 15 years and 3 months of our lives consecutively.
Just a small town girl.
Okay, so 800 weeks is significant in itself, but mm-hmm. only two other acts have albums that have ever done this, and it's not the Beatles. Okay,
okay.
You have to be like, okay, who do I think it actually is? Mm-hmm. Can you guess the only two other acts who have had albums on the Billboard Top 200 for 800 weeks? That's a lot of years. It's pretty tough, by the way. One we love,
okay,
and we play here on Laser. It's not Metallica. And another we probably would not, but I bet there are fans of music festivals who would enjoy this guy.
Okay, because my first guess was going to be that god-awful Frozen song.
No. This is full albums. Full albums,
oh.
Not just a song. Full albums.
Okay.
Like Journey's Greatest Hits is a full album.
Okay. Aerosmith, Big Ones?
No. Pink Floyd.
Oh.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay, yes.
And Bob Marley. For 800 weeks. Just made it last September, their 800th week. And Journey just hit 800 weeks with their greatest hits album.
Well, I'm happy that those are...
Bob Marley's legend did it.
Respected artists.
Mm-hmm.
The chick from Frozen, mm-hmm. like that sang the Frozen song. I mean, that's a lot of times these accolades go to...
Idina Menzel, she played Elsa, Princess Elsa, became
she's
Queen
a
Elsa.
Witch.
Like, she literally. Isn't wicked, yeah.
No, but she's actually a witch.
Dark Side of the Moon got there in 2012. Bob Marley's legend did it last September. And then today, or this week, it's Journey's greatest hits album. That's the only three albums ever to do it for 800 weeks. And that's amazing considering how much success Aerosmith has had, or Metallica has had, or the Beatles have had. That's pretty
or
impressive.
Disney as a whole.
Or anything Disney has ever done. That is your Rock Hard News, poured by White Claw Hard Seltzer. It is the official drink of this weekend, my birthday weekend. So make sure you go out and grab some of the surf flavors, black cherry. Also, you can grab the new vodka cocktails in a can and the brand new tequila smash cocktails in a can. It is the wave that started the wave. White Claw, bring the wave.
With Heather and Wicket.
How about a wave of cash? Rock to Riches, your connection to $1,000. The window opened at 8. It's 8:04.
So we got to give that word soon, right?
Hang on. I think that you're going to be a very popular choice, Wicket, because people want to hang out with you so much until they've hung out with you once and they realize.
Wicket. What's up, Wicket?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.